This is the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. You're listening to show number 213 for July 19th, 2009. The music in this podcast is provided by the IOTA Alliance.
Well, I'm a busy man.
The song you're listening to is I'll Make It Up to You.
I don't bring flowers like I used to do.
The artists are the Twisters. And the album is Come Out Swingin'. And you can find a link to this music in my show notes at www.hometravelagent.net.
I'll take your hand, I'll shower you with kisses.
Well, welcome aboard, everybody. Welcome aboard the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. I'm Barry Kantz, your host for the show. And we have Laureen Romero and a guest coming up on the co-hosted segment. But first of all, I want to thank you for listening and thank you for subscribing if you're subscribing to the show. And you can find the show information show notes over at www.hometravelagent.net. Now, I keep mentioning on the show that I'm changing the RSS feed. So if you are a subscriber to the show through iTunes or through one of the other services, you will want to go to the website, pick up the new RSS feed, and put that new feed into iTunes and get the latest and updated RSS feed, because eventually the old feed is going to stop working. So please go over to the website, hometravelagent.net, and there's a tab at the top of the page called Subscribe, and you can click on that tab, and it gives instructions on how to change the RSS feed. And you can do that in iTunes or Zune or whatever software that you use to catch podcasts. So, I don't know about you guys, but the summer feels like it's going real quick, and it doesn't seem like we've had much of a summer here. It's been pretty cool, and but it does put me in the mood to travel, and I keep thinking about getting away and going to somewhere nice and warm with palm trees. That's always a nice thought, and I hope you're having those thoughts too, and I hope your clients are coming to you with their thoughts about travel. So anyhow, I just thought I'd mention that the weather hasn't been the greatest here, but, we'll get through it. So what do you think? Are your clients coming to you? Is business picking up for you at all? Drop me an email. Let me know how things are going. I'd be interested to know. I think travel is one of those things where demand gets pent up. I know that happens for me. If we don't travel for a while, I get anxious to go somewhere. I think the economy may have kept a lot of people from traveling, so that's causing the demand for travel to kind of build up, and eventually that buildup is going to break loose, and I hope we're all in a position to take advantage of that, and I hope it's happening already. So, if it is, drop me an email, let me know how it's going. And I want to thank my sponsor here on the show, GoToMeeting. Speaking about travel, if you're still traveling to meet clients or colleagues in person, how much time you're wasting on the road, and the cost of travel is eating away at your bottom line, and what you want to do is save money from not traveling for business. Save that money and travel for pleasure, and go to your closest travel agent and book a trip. Anyhow, business travel is a profitability killer, so do more and travel less with GoToMeeting, the award-winning online meeting service brought to you by Citrix. Start meeting online now with a free 30-day trial. Visit gotomeeting.com/podcast. That's gotomeeting.com/podcast for a free 30-day trial. And again, thank you, GoToMeeting, for being a sponsor on the show. Well, with that, I want to jump right into the co-hosted segment of the show. You're going to enjoy this, so strap in. Here we go. Well, hello, everybody. We're back again at the Home-Based Travel Agent Show co-hosted segment. And I've got a question to ask all of you out there. Have you ever run into a client, maybe in the grocery store, and then you start talking to them about their travel plans and find out they've gone on vacation and didn't book through you? Well, you know what happens? Sometimes people forget about you, and our guest coming up here is going to help your clients remember that you are out there and are in business, and in business to help them with their travel experiences and vacations. And I think you're going to find this very interesting, and it's a great tool to stay in contact with your clients, and it makes it very easy. And you'll learn why here right after Laureen has an opportunity to introduce our guest.
Thank you, Barry. And I want to say thank you again. It's good to be home. I am back in Windsor, California, and it is a warm 89 degrees, and it's got a slight breeze, and I'm happy. A lot of people are complaining that it's really hot. Barry, where you are in Michigan, is it summer, or are you experiencing a different season?
Today we're having fall. Last week we had a little bit of summer, but today we're having fall at about 65 degrees and cloudy.
I'll stay here. but yes, thank you for the introduction, and absolutely, I totally understand what you're saying about someone booking somewhere else because they forgot you were an agent. Oh, that's what you do for a living. I forgot about that. And we do. We have a great guest on the show, and I want to give Deb Gronsky, who is one of our longtime listeners, a little bit of a shout-out because she connected me with Kimberly and for this good product that I think is going to be a really good resource for some of our listeners. And so put your thinking caps on, everybody. I'd like to introduce you to Kim Sambia Hagen. She is out of New Jersey. She's an independent distributor for Send Out Cards. And I've seen some of their products, and Barry's had a little more experience with their products than I have. So he's actually going to take the lead on this interview. So thank you, Barry, for doing that. But also, Kim, thank you for coming on the show. And why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got involved in Send Out Cards, and how is this going to benefit travel agents?
Well, sure. Thank you, Lorraine. Well, my name's Kim Sambia Hagen, and I am a representative with Send Out Cards. You know, I became involved with Send Out Cards, I'd say, almost 2 years ago. And I was doing a work-from-home business, and I was at a networking meeting with a group of ladies. We were all talking about things that we can do to help our businesses. Everyone was sharing different success stories with either marketing or budgeting or customer relations. And there was a lady there who was talking about greeting cards. Now, she mentioned greeting cards for personal use. And she was telling us how she never forgot a birthday. Everyone got anniversary cards. And I was thinking to myself, I am so busy. I wish I was that person. I was missing business anniversaries, birthday anniversary, birthdays and anniversaries. So I talked to her a little bit more about the service and realized immediately that in addition to needing this for my personal life, my business customers could use this. I was spending a lot of time running the home-based business. It was just me sending emails, writing out cards, or worrying that I was about to forget something. And these greeting cards really were just to stay in front of my customers. Thank you for your order, announcing a new product, or happy birthday. Those were really the three key times I tried to stay in touch with a customer throughout the year, and I was falling a little bit behind. So Send Out Cards actually has over 13,000 cards online, so I was able to find three that I could use to stay in touch with my clients just those three times per year. It's turned out to be more than that, but really three is what I was focused on in the beginning. And not only was I able to find the three cards that I needed, I was able to send gifts as well. And Send Out Cards provided the stamps and they mailed it for me. I was in heaven. So this was such a worry taken off my shoulders about staying in touch with my customers. I used it for my own business, and then I became a representative for Send Out Cards because I absolutely believed in what they did. I saw the potential it had for business owners like myself who were struggling with one of the key components of running your business successfully. So in a nutshell, that's my story.
Yeah, very good. Tell me, how does it work? I'm gonna send out cards to my clients. What do I need to do?
Well, it's actually as simple as sending an email. It's based the same way off the internet. You do need their name and their address. You log on to your account online, username and password, and you select a card. There's pre-designed cards online. Once you pick your card, you type in your message. Dear Joe, thanks for lunch. I look forward to meeting with you next quarter. From me, and you type in your address and you hit send. You can either hit send today or you can hit send in 3 weeks in anticipation of a meeting that you want to make sure you remember to follow up on. And that's it. Honestly, it's really that simple. It's about 3 minutes. Once you have your name and addresses in the system, what happens after that is our company, which is based out of Salt Lake City, will print the cards, put them in an envelope for you, put a stamp on it, and bring it to the post office. And these are personalized cards. So the stamp is actually a real stamp. It's not bulk mail. And when your customer receives it in the mail, it's like receiving a greeting card. It's got a handwritten font on the front, addressed from you to them, and normal delivery time with the post office.
Well, now, you know, if I want to get real personalized with a card, can I use my own handwriting somehow?
You can. Actually, there's a handwriting software where you take a sheet of paper that we provide, and you put in your alphabet, lowercase and uppercase. You enter your punctuation and your numbers. When you send that to send out cards, and what they'll do for you is create a font, and it'll be an additional font to the 12 that they already have available. The 13th one will be your personal handwriting. So you can select that to either sign your name or to write the whole card in your own handwriting. Now, I personally just put my name in there because my handwriting, once you see it from somebody else, it wasn't so nice. So I use it just for my name. They have awesome fonts to select from on their website for your card. You can change the colors as well. You can highlight, bold. It's similar to features you have with Microsoft in terms of your text and your color and your font options.
Okay, so you can really get it down to the level where it's very, very personal from you. And, you know, I think that's very important that your clients don't feel like you're bulk mailing them and having things printed and that type of thing. And you said it's easy as sending out an email. Now, can I set up a group, like maybe a group of clients or relatives, and then I can send to that group, you know, just to make it much quicker?
Sorry, that's a great question. You can. And I'll use an example of my customers. Every customer that I have that has signed up within a certain time frame, we'll say quarter one, is in a certain group. And that group has a name, let's say quarter one customers. I want to reach out to them because it's the end of the year and it's been a little more than 6 months since they've heard from me. I'll pick a card and I'll customize it for it to say, dear customer, you know, dear so-and-so. I can actually pull your name or pull your customer's name or the business into the card. That's an added feature for personalization. And so I create the card, and instead of sending it to one person, I send it to a group. Now, my group has about 45 people in there. It can have upwards of 3,000. It can be as small as 10. It will all happen the same with a click of a button. You hit send, and that card actually goes to your group, no matter how large or small the group is. And it happens the same way as if you were sending one card to a sister, let's say.
And here's one for Laureen. Laureen, I know that you have to send out reminders coming up here pretty soon for payments on a group cruise you have coming up. That might be a good way to send out personalized reminders. I don't know. What do you think, Laureen?
Absolutely. I think it is a great idea. And to be able to coordinate that together with, you know, the part that people have the difficulty with is called paying final balance of your cruise, but also acknowledging more than, you know, on a personal level rather than just an email message. So that's actually a great idea.
Yeah, you gotta extract the money.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
That has me thinking about another feature that Send Out Cards has, is once you can set up what's called a campaign, and you can say over the next 12 months or the next predetermined amount of time, I want these four cards to go out to this group of people. So what that would mean for you is a thank you for booking your cruise, and one or two cards in between which can deliver an appropriate message that you would send on a normal basis to your customers, and then say 2 or 3 weeks prior, whatever the deadline is, that final card would go out with a final reminder, you know, a reminder for the final payment or a thank you if you've paid in full already. And that will happen automatically the same day that you set everything up with your customer. So once the transaction is complete, you enter that information and send out cards, and you hit send, those cards are done. Now, the only thing to remember is if you don't need it for some reason, or something changes or someone cancels, you have to stop the system, because this will happen automatically for you.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. No, that's a great tip for people to be able to use, because it is nice to know that if, say, for example, a deadline is on July 31st and you want to be able to send people reminders prior to that, about how long lead time would you need in terms of, let's say they're already in the database and they're in the system, mm-hmm. and they're in their group, about how long would be a realistic timing between getting it in the system with a reminder and the client having it in their hand?
I tell my customers 5 business days. They're coming from Salt Lake City, so that's the standard delivery time plus a day or two of cushion from that facility, from the post office in that area. When you hit send on a date in our computer, it goes out the very next morning. So that's one thing that you can rely on, and then you build in 4 extra days for delivery. I always remind people to think of Sundays and holidays, and to add extra time for those if you're crossing those windows, if you will. But 5 days on the average. So if you want it to be received by the 31st, you set it up to go out, say, on the 25th. And you can set it up to go out on July 25th today before you go to bed. If they send all these out on the July 25th, and they'll go for you. Well, and then you can cross the task off off your to-do list.
Yeah, then you don't have to worry about it anymore. It's done, and that's pretty cool.
Now, exactly.
You know, like if you use Outlook or maybe a customer resource manager, and you can export your address file, can you import those addresses into send out cards rather than re-entering them all?
Yes, you can. And I've had the most success with importing from Excel, and I found that most customer database systems you can export into Excel. And then up from Excel into Send Out Cards. There are, within Send Out Cards trainings, both audio and printable versions of trainings. One of them includes the step-by-step instructions on how to do that. So if you're not very familiar with using Excel and the spreadsheets and saving in certain formats and uploading, it sounds very difficult, but it's not. There's online training for you, audio and printable. And it's inside your account, so you have access to that 24 hours a day. But, yep, you can upload them. You can upload them into a group. You can, like, predetermine your groups and have it all set for you, ready to go. It takes about 5 minutes once you have all of your data together.
Well, that's pretty easy. Now, I know we talked about this before we hit the record button here, but you can also send gifts along with your card if you want to send clients gifts of various sorts. Is that correct?
That is, and what a wonderful selection we have online. Now, for a small business owner, what we found is most used for gifts are the gift cards. Now, online, when you create a card, or even a postcard, because you can send postcards as well, before you hit the send button, you're going to have a prompt you'd like to send a gift. And if you click on gift card, you're going to see gift cards such as Target or Starbucks, you'll see Home Depot, you'll see American Express, which really is a phenomenal choice for someone not exactly sure what they would like to use. Each of these cards has different denominations, so you can select the amount that goes to each person. What happens with that card is it's actually stickered inside the greeting card. So when they open up the greeting card, the first thing that they see is the gift card from you. With a postcard, it comes out and it comes in a nice little envelope. So it's not something separate that comes in the mail or a code they get the email. They actually receive it in their hands. And that's had wild success with the customers in terms of being able to send those out, especially around the holidays or birthdays. And we also have teas and coffees, popcorns, chocolates. Brownies are a great hit. There's also books. There's a large selection of books that are available. There's motivational series, business building series of books that you can send out to gifts, or you can send one to yourself for some light reading. They have a lot of non-business related gifts for babies or for new homes or for birthdays. There's so much available to choose from. It's a great selection.
So you can take care of the cards and your gift shopping all in one fell swoop.
Yes, and in a post office, you don't have to stop there anymore either.
Well, that's all pretty handy. Now, I guess, you know, the question everybody's waiting on out there probably is, well, how much does this cost?
Yes. Well, for a standard account, and this is what I recommend to most people, unless your volume is, if you have volume of more than 50 cards per month going out, I suggest that we speak directly and we can talk about different wholesale accounts that are available. But for your average use, it's a $25 account. It's a $25 enrollment fee for a permanent account. And this is, that's one time, not annual. And that account actually comes loaded with enough credits for 10 cards and enough postage for those 10 cards. So it's kind of a get-you-started account. And that's it. And from that point forward, it's a self-managed account, and you pay as you go, similar to what we use here called Easy Pass. You pay as you need, and or you can replenish, have a lot of funds available in your account to use as you need throughout the year. So when we're talking about greeting cards, the cost for a greeting card, a standard greeting card is 98 cents. That's under a dollar for a printed greeting card that gets mailed for you. What I like to remind people is that includes the service of us mailing it. And a postcard is half the cost. It's just under 50 cents for a postcard. Now, if you want to add a picture, up to 5 photos you can add, it just costs another 49 cents. So a personalized card, let's say with a photo from your cruise to Bermuda, is $1.49, printed, stamped, and mailed for you. Now, you do add on top of there the cost of the stamp. Now, that varies based on whatever the post office is charging. But we adjust automatically to the post office fees for you, so you don't have to worry about remembering what the cost of the stamp is. I don't remember now. I know there was a change recently, but I don't recall what it went up to. But our account handles all that for you.
Well, now, Lorraine, here you can take some of those great photos from your recent fam trip to Alaska and send those to people that haven't booked for a while and encourage them to take advantage of what you've learned and your experience and book a trip to Alaska.
Absolutely. And it's a perfect idea of how to be able to give it that personal touch. And for, you said up to 5 pictures, is that right?
Yes. It depends on the layout that you choose. They'll give you what you have in the system is layout options. Mm-hmm. So you can do text on the left, text on the right, text underneath. No text at all. So it depends upon the option that you select, how many photos you can put on the inside. And they'll also tell you if you upload a photo that doesn't have I don't know technically what this is called, but if it's of poor quality for printing, they'll let you know. And they'll give you the opportunity to select a better photo to put in the card. Because what they want to make sure what you're putting in there is printable and it's going to look great. I don't know what that's called. It's either Pixels or something. I let them take care of that for me, but they'll let you know that you have either a great quality, fair quality, average. So you have the opportunity to make sure you're presenting the best photo to your customers. Some people have asked, well, when you print off a printer a photo, what does it look like? And I can tell you that it looks phenomenal on these cards. It really does.
Well, that's great. Now, how do people get a hold of you to talk about this or sign up? Or what's the process of getting involved and paying the $25 one-time fee and then loading your account up with some credits so that you can get going?
Mm-hmm. For the listeners of the podcast, I'd like to recommend that you email me directly. My email address is ksanabia37656@yahoo.com. And the reason I ask that you email me is because what I'm offering to the listeners of the Home Based Travel podcast is a habit changing system or challenge, if you will. It takes about 3 weeks to change a habit. Now, doing this is going to require you to form a new habit. So, what I'm going to give you in your account is enough postage and enough greeting cards, 3 weeks to change your habit. You're going to have enough to send 21 cards with 21 stamps. A card a day or those 21 cards over those first 3 weeks. And you're going to have a habit in place of staying in touch, being on your computer, sending your thank yous, sending your hellos, sending your haven't seen you in a while, why don't you give me a call cards. Once your habit is in place, you're going to see phenomenal changes. So this account, again, is going to give you the start that you need, the 21 cards and 21 stamps. So send me an email. You can also check out my website. There are a lot of videos online, a lot of information about the different accounts. It's www.sendoutcards.com/37656. Feel free to browse around and take a look at what we have. Again, if you want to sign up for your account, I encourage you to email me directly so I can offer you the trial account with the extra cards and the extra postage.
Very good. Now, you know, some people, we're recording this in July, and I'll likely post it July 19th, post the show up so everybody listens to it. But there may be some people out there that don't listen to the show until maybe December. You know, they're catching up on the shows or going back through the back catalog and listening. Would that offer still be good, even though they may be listening to the show 2 or 3 months from now?
It's absolutely still good. They just have to mention that they heard it on the podcast and have to make sure that you email me directly.
Okay, so they just need to mention that they heard the offer on the Home-Based Travel Agent show, and you'll set them up.
Absolutely.
Okay, very good. You know, I also might want to add as well that... And Lorraine mentioned this at the beginning of the podcast, but we come in contact with Kim through Deb Gronsky, and Deb thought this was a good service, and you know, and I've looked at this before, and I think this is a great service. But all in all, that's the reason that Kim is on the show, because we think it's a great service and a real time saver and a convenience for you to, and it gives you a good ability to stay in touch with your client. But we're not being paid. Kim's not paying us to be on the show. You know, we're excited about this product, and we're promoting it and helping Kim out here. But and the reason we're doing it is because it's a good product for the home-based travel agent. And that's the only reason we're not getting a kickback or a part of the deal or anything like that. So I just thought I'd bring that up and let everybody know that we have no monetary interest in this. We just have an interest in helping out the home-based travel trade.
That would be the day job speaking. Barry is a lawyer, so he wants to make sure that people really, really do understand. We just are having Kim on the show because we think it's a great resource for people. Right, Barry?
Yeah, that's my legal disclaimer here.
Well, thank you again, Kim, for being on the show. We really do appreciate it. Would you give your email one more time, and we will make sure that Barry has it in the show notes so people have it, but just in case they are on the treadmill and they weren't able to get it the first time, if you could give it one more time.
Absolutely. My email address is KSAN, as in Nancy, AD, as in boy, IA, 37656, @yahoo.com. And I also want to thank the both of you very much for the opportunity. I've had a great time. It was such a pleasure to be on this call with you.
Well, it's great to have you, and it's a great product. And it's, like I mentioned, it's a great way to stay in touch with the people you need to stay in touch with.
Barry, if our listeners need to get a hold of you, what is a good email address for you?
The email address is Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, @hometravelagent.net. And Laureen?
My email is sharptongued @mac.com, and that's sharptongued @mac.com.
Great, and thanks, Kim, for being on the show.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Kim. Thanks, Laureen, for a great co-hosted segment and putting it all together for us. I really appreciate that. And we're going to move right on into a couple of news items I have here, a couple of interesting things that I thought you may be interested in or may help you with your business, some information that you can pass along to your clients. And one of those items of information happens to pique my interest because it's about dogs and cats, pets. And there's a new airline that's launched, and this airline is Pet Airways. And the airline is strictly to transport pets from one city to another. You know how much hassle it can be to try to get your pet away with you on vacation. You know, if you have a dog that's less than 15 pounds, you can bring the dog in a carrier on the aircraft with you. But the airlines usually limit the number to just a few pets on board at any one time in the cabin space. Otherwise, they have to go down below, and you know, it would scare me to death to put Coco down below in an airplane. But along comes Pet Airways, And this is an article in the Minneapolis St. Paul Star Tribune. And the Airways, Pet Airways, was started by Elisa Binder and Dan Weissel. And they realized that there had to be a better way to get pets from one city to another. After they shipped their Jack Russell Terrier in a cargo hold, you know, it scared them to death too. And they saw the need and they created Pet Airways. And it's become an overwhelming success, according to the article, because they're booked for the next 2 months. And what they do is they have some twin turboprop planes, and they've taken the seats out of those planes and installed cages, and they transport the pets, your dogs and cats, in those cages, and there's a flight attendant on board, and that flight attendant checks on those pets every 15 minutes during the trip. Now, initially, just starting off, Pet Airways will fly between 5 major cities, and those cities are New York, Washington, Chicago, Denver, and Los Angeles. Now, the fare for a one-way trip for your pet is $250, and that's comparable to regular airline transport of your pet. And another service that your pets are going to really enjoy is that they're given pre-boarding walks and bathroom breaks. And there's a pet lounge, and that pet lounge is so, the pets on board can get to know each other a little bit better. So have a pampered pet and fly Pet Airways. Interesting article, and I hope they do well. Now, another article in the Chicago Tribune from July 17th is 10 Secrets Airlines Don't Want You to Know, and I'm not going to go through all 10. You know, check out the link in the show notes and go over there and take a look. There are 10 pretty good tips. And the first one is complain and ye shall receive. And, you know, if you do complain about a problem that you're having with an airline, you know, they're likely going to give you some frequent flyer miles or pay you off in some manner. So it does pay to complain. Another tip here is holidays. You know, holidays are a bad time to fly, but they're a good time to book travel because most airlines offer short sales over the holiday periods, and you can get discounts of up to 20%. So check out these deals during the holidays. You don't necessarily want to fly, but you can check out what kind of deals you can get by purchasing tickets during the holiday periods. And in tip number 10, the article explains rule number 240. Now, if you're flying, you'll want to know about this rule. So, you know, go over to the show notes, click on the link to the article in the Chicago Tribune, and check out these 10 tips. And it may be a good idea to print them or bookmark this, put them in your Evernote software package, you know, wherever you want. You may want to keep these around and refer to them from time to time. Well, with that, I want to wrap up the show. But before I do, next week, the show may come out a little bit late. We already have the show recorded for next week. The co-hosted segment is already recorded. And I may not get the show out until Monday. So just a little heads up, if you don't see the show coming through on your software on Sunday, you know, it's not because of the RSS feed, even though I did mention that I am changing that. It's not going to all disappear right away. It's not all going to go over to the new feed yet. So if you don't see the show Sunday, it's not because of the RSS feed. It's because I'm late in producing it, and it will come out on Monday. So with that, once again, hey, I want to wish you great travels. Stay healthy, everybody, and we'll be talking to you next week. Take care. Hey, and you know, don't forget, drop me an email, barry@hometravelagent.net, and let me know what you think about the show. Give me some suggestions on what to do better. And you know, if you do like something, let me know that too. That's always helpful, and the email does help make my day, so I appreciate it. And if you do send an email, I'm likely going to read it on the show, unless you tell me otherwise. If you say don't read it, you know, I won't. I respect your wishes, but you know, quite often the email that we get is interesting and it's helpful for everyone, so I'm happy to read it if that's okay with you. So anyhow, once again, take care, safe travels, stay healthy, see you next week.
I don't bring flowers like I used to do. Oh, sweet mama, I make it up to you. I know that, you know that, I know that it's all the small things I do. I'll take your hand,
I shower you with kisses. Oh, sweet mama, I make it up to you. I'll make it up to you.